Blog Talk Radio.
I'm excited about it. What am I talking about? I am talking about NFL preseason football. Got kicked off last night with the Hall of Fame game, and you saw the Giants defeat the Buffalo Bills, and I would love to tell you the final score, but I fell asleep. But it's preseason, so, you know, as quarterback coaches, we got to get our practice to falling asleep during the middle of the game, only to wake up for the last 5 or 10 minutes. So, anyway, there you go. But the New York Giants did defeat Buffalo last night in the Hall of Fame game from Canton, Ohio, home of the NFL Hall of Fame. Want to say hello to all my great sponsors, Max Sunglasses. It's all in the HD lenses, ladies and gentlemen. If you're wanting to get a good-looking set of glasses, visit maxsunglasses.com, or you can give me a call, 888-361-8725, and I'll be glad to hook you up with a pair. All right. I also want to say hello to Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma, one of our great sponsors. Oh, yes. If you run into any legal issues with the local popo and you need help and you're in the Muskogee, Oklahoma area, I'm not sure if he covers other states or if he stays right there in Muskogee. I don't know, but check out Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law. Also, want to say hello to all my friends at Herbalife, Moxie Nutrition, Nutrition Hog, Fayetteville Nutrition, Live Right Nutrition, and I'm sure, and I know there's others, but if you're interested in getting healthy, possibly losing some weight, who knows, maybe you're interested in making a little extra cash, well, I can hook you up with that too. If you're wanting to lose weight, I got some great programs we can hook you up on. Give me a shout, 479-236-1007. I can let you in on some more information about Herbalife nutrition products. All right, you heard me mention NFL preseason football. I think, if I remember correct, today was the first official day of college practices. I know Arkansas started practicing, counting down to that season opener against Auburn. So I know Oklahoma, they're getting their first practices going this week. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. If you're ready for some exciting college football season, the first year of the football playoff, I'm anxious to see how that works out. So phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. If you want to call in and say hey to the Greg Spoil Show on a little bit later, we're trying out some different times, possibly looking at moving our time schedule. Let me know what you think about the 5:30 time slot and maybe even 5 o'clock time slot. I don't know. We're messing around, checking some things out, going from there. We may even go later in the p.m., 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening. I mean, we're open to suggestions, so feel free to call in. Go to my personal Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. Leave some comments on there. Or you can even come into our chat room. We've got it up and running. And see what you think about that. Had some fights at the UFC pay-per-view or interview today. Bones Jones and DC, they kind of had a little altercation. And I know everybody likes Bones Jones, but I'm kind of turned off with Bones when he said, well, Dana White said, well, hey, this guy, you know, this is the next opponent, and Bones Jones says, no, I'm not going to fight him. And so I've kind of been standoffish against Bones Jones. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought a real fighter stood up and fought anybody, anytime, anywhere. And if I was Dana White and I was running your promotions, I said, no, you're going to fight this guy, or we can strip you of the belt, your call. That's my opinion. What's your opinion? 323-642-1128. Let me know how you feel about that. St. Louis Cardinals, doing pretty good. They were in the middle of what I call a shark frenzy. Last week, Sharknado and shark frenzies and anything else that has to do with sharks. A lot of trades went down, a lot of acquisitions. I got A.J. Pruszynski. And so far, it seems to be a good move. I mean, he's been really good behind the play. He calls a good ball game. Adam Wainwright says he caught Wainwright, and Wainwright said he caught a great game. So Pruszynski has had some issues in the locker rooms in the past. Hopefully, he can keep that under his hat. And, maybe be a great acquisition. I think it would be great to have three good pitchers. I know they picked up Masterson from Cleveland. He came out, pitched a good game. And then they had another acquisition, and I can't remember the pitcher's name, but apparently he had a good little outing for his. Let me look up the lineup sheet and find out who that was. He pitched yesterday. I'm trying to find out where it is. If anybody knows who pitched yesterday for St. Louis, would you give me a call? Because I am not pulling it up real fast. So I am kind of lost. So, Matt Adams, he is leading the batting average for St. Louis. He's got a .315 average so far. Johnny Peralta, he's leading the home runs with 15. Matt Holliday, he's got 58 RBIs to lead that for St. Louis, so that's your season stats for the Cardinals. I'm still trying to look up was it Rosenthal? No. Like I say, if anybody knows who was on the mound yesterday for St. Louis against Milwaukee, please give me a shout, 323-642-1128, because I cannot pull it up anywhere. So please excuse me for that little And we will go on. Like I say, we had some preseason football. Speaking of football, let me go over here. If you are a football player, either fresh out of high school or fresh out of college, and you still got the bug to play, Northwest Arkansas is the place you can be. Northwest Arkansas Battle, minor league professional football team. They're going to be having tryouts coming up here in the next couple of weeks. I'm looking up that information right now. Let's see where to go. Where's my information? Can you tell I'm not very organized? Here we go. Saturday, August 16th, 2014, at the Jones Center for Families in Springdale, Arkansas. Now, there's been some flyers out there, but there has been some changes in that, in those times. Let me pull that up right now. And I think they've even changed, they might have changed the location. Let me pull up their information, see if they have it updated. There we go. It's August 16th at 5 p.m. That's what I was thinking. Northwest Arkansas Battle Football Combine, Saturday, August 16th, 5 p.m. Open registration. Tryouts start at 6 at the Jones Center for Families. Field located at the corner of East Huntsville and South Missouri Road. Players must be 18 or older. They'll be chesting you into 40-yard, bench press, vertical jump. They'll have individual position drills. They ask that you please wear cleats. Prior football experience is required. There are no fees for the combine. Go to nwabattle.com to for tryout information. 479-866-9058 or 479-2643-3963, or you can email nwabattle1@gmail.com. So there's that information. Once again, if you're trying out and want to play some into minor league football, NWA Battle is looking for you. All right. That's a great don't forget, we got a big Muay Thai tournament coming to Muskogee, Oklahoma. That's going to be taking place the second weekend in November, November 7th and 8th, I believe it is. Let me pass along that information for you. Striking Fight is going to be doing this Muay Thai tournament. Once again, as attorney weigh-ins are going to be on Friday, November 7th from noon till 6, followed by Striking MMA event, fights that night at 8 p.m. Attorney elimination bouts will start Saturday, November 8th at 9 a.m., with the championship bouts on Sunday, November 9th, starting at 9 a.m. So if you're a Muay Thai fighter or you have a Muay Thai fight team and you want to participate in this tournament, look them up on Facebook, Striking Fight, or you can go to www.strikekingfight.com and get registered for that big Muay Thai tournament. Once again, that's coming up the second weekend in November. 323-642-1128 is the phone number. If there's something you want to talk about sports-related, give me a call in. We got about 15 minutes left on the show, so it is a great day. Who enjoyed the weekend? I enjoyed the weekend. I want to give a big shout-out to Brian Center, Jack Ward, and the folks at Rugged Faith Ministry. I had a Rugged Faith boot camp. How do I do this without getting off on a tangent? If you're wanting to get closer to God, if God is a priority in your life and you're a man, and we invite you to check out Rugged Faith Ministries. If you have a church group, we invite you to get them involved. Great time. Boot camp located up north of Pea Ridge, Arkansas, up near the Missouri state line. And it's a great time. Not only do you have great sessions, just talking about a man being a man in Christ. I mean, anything is possible when you have Christ on your side. And so that's what the Rugged Faith Boot Camp is all about. We, you know, we learn, we study from the Word of God, but we have fun. We got four-wheelers. We got, they got three and a half. I want to say we because I feel like I'm part of the group, but they have 3.5 miles of riding trails for the four-wheelers. They have an archery range if you ever wanted to shoot bow and arrow. They got that. They got a pistol range. Qualified marksmen out there. They have a pistol range with some targets on it. I mean, that's a blast. We also, they also keep on the same way. I apologize, but they also have skeet shooting. If you've never used a shotgun, shooting skeet. I cannot wait for the next boot camp so I can go back. I am hooked. I am addicted. So there's that. You can look them up on the internet. Jack Ward, Rugged Faith Ministries. Yeah, check that out. A lot of great stuff up there. All right. Once again, let's see what else is going on in the old world of sports. Kansas City fans, want to let you know that the Kansas City Chiefs, they have their first preseason ball game. I believe that is Thursday night. Let me That's not the preseason schedule. Okay. I'm looking for the preseason schedule. I cannot find it. I got their regular season schedule. But not the preseason. Nope, I can't find it. Anyway, I believe, if I remember correct, they mentioned that Kansas City's first preseason ball game is Thursday night. Let me Google the boys real fast. Oh, Kansas City Chiefs. There we go. Don't have no info on there. Thursday night against the Bengals. That's, there you go. Thursday night against the Bengals. So make sure, if you're a Kansas City fan, make sure you get on there and check them out. Had some Dez Bryant. Got into an altercation at the Cowboys training camp. But then he turns right and around and he says, I like this kid. He's got fire, and he's ready to light it up. So I'm trying to find out who he was. The name of the, it's a rookie he was talking about. Let's see here. I'm looking up the preseason schedule for the boys, and I don't see it there, but and get the schedule out. I don't have my schedule yet. Just says August 7th. Okay. I guess that's preseason, August 7th. Yeah, preseason, August 7th at San Diego. So there you go, August 7th. That's going to be, is that Friday night? I'm counting. Thursday night. Okay, I guess it's Thursday night. They're playing Thursday night also, so I will be doing a lot of channel hopping between the Cowboys and the Chiefs. Okay, here's my Facebook poll, and feel free to call in, leave a message in the chat room, or go on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. I'm putting on here Hogs, Cowboys, and Chief predictions, and I can't even spell Cowboys right. Hey, let's run down. Take a look to say hello to everybody listening today. Tammy, Mitzi, Jody, Tyne, Eric, Katina, Jesse, Rhonda, Cindy, Jonna, Cindy, Tammy, Colby, and Amy. They are listening to the shows today. Happy birthday! Hey, where is that birthday music? Hold on a minute. We got 2 minutes left in the show if you want to call in. It's birthday time. Here we go! birthdays for today. Matt Sosselman, 23 years old, Fort Smith, Arkansas. Big Matt, happy birthday, my brother. Lonnie Dodge, 47 years old. Lindsay Rutherford, for some reason, she decided to leave her birthday age off there, so we want to say a big happy birthday to her. Old friend of the family, Judy Parker, happy big birthday. Tuesday, and Kyle, the Hannibal Lecter, 26 years old. So we just want to say hello to everybody and happy birthday from the Greg Squirrel Show. All right. Got about 8 minutes, 21 seconds left in the show today. Wow, that's good stuff. Got one of my smoothies here, and it is tasting good. All right. Now that we got all that figured out, go back over here. And if you hadn't heard, Tiger Woods withdrew from possibly injured his back again. Supposed to be having an MRI done so we can kind of get a better idea of what's going on with El Tigre, Tiger Woods. All right. Oh, I pushed the wrong button. Here we go. Go back over here. All right. Thoughts and prayers. I got to say this. In case you all did not see it, another freak basketball injury, and I'm trying to find it here. Where'd it go? Okay, unfortunately, I cannot remember the kid's name, which I should. But once again, it was just another freak leg injury. So as soon as I find that name, I'll make sure I pass that name along because I really want us to say some thoughts and prayers. Oh, let's see. On the heels of the ball game last night, New York Giants running back David Wilson's career is over after two seasons because of a neck injury. 23-year-old Wilson was told by doctors that he risked more injury if he kept playing. So that's sad. A 23-year-old kid, but he still has a bright future ahead of him, no matter what he chooses to do. So our thoughts and prayers go out to him. I'm still trying to find that basketball injury. But we'll find about it. We'll try to talk about it tomorrow. So anyway, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, just got a lot of great stuff going on out there. Football just around the corner. Monte Ball, keep him in your foot prayer, has an emergency appendectomy. The Bengals on Monday made Andy Dalton one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league. Dalton signed a 6-year extension, reportedly worth about $115 million. This season was the final season of his rookie contract, and so they got the deal done. Big MMA news. Manny Pacquiao, is that how you pronounce that right? Has purchased stake in one SC MMA promotion. He's not planning on getting in to MMA, but there are tons of he. In an interview, he says he's pretty pumped. There are tons of reasons why I'm excited. It's kind of interesting to see what happens there. All right. Once again, Tiger. Injured his back, so they're not even sure if he's going to play the final major of this PGA Tour golf season. So we'll have to keep that open. Keep that under on the radar. Oh, Green Bay Packers have announced that Brett Favre is going to be inducted into the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame next season, 2015. So congratulations, Brett Favre. Definitely earns it, has earned it. So once again, Brett Favre going to be inducted into the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame in 2015. Oh, let's see. I'm running down the Charlie Strong. I wanted to mention this. Charlie Strong kind of showing him that he's not playing down at Texas. This is Charlie Strong's first coach after many years at Louisville. And he's kind of laying it to him, says, you know, you want to be Texas Longhorn, you're going to have to earn it. He's gone as far as taking the logos off the helmets, you know, the traditional Texas Longhorn. He's taken that off the helmet. The helmets are solid white, no logos, no anything on them. He says, if you want to be, and I kind of like it personally, he says, if you want to be Texas Longhorn, then you're going to have to earn that Longhorn on your helmet. It's not going to be given to you. You're going to have to earn it. He's even gone as far in the anywhere there's a Texas Longhorn logo on the floor, no matter where it is on campus, he is asked. He has had a rope barrier put up around it, so they can't walk on it. So he's like all serious and stuff. Paul George is the player, so he's going to be out. So we'll talk about that more Wednesday on the show. Also. We're going to talk about Alistair Overeem has challenged Brock Lesnar to get in the cage one more time. So we're going to probably talk about that on the Wednesday. Be sending us messages on Facebook, Gregory Squirrel, my Facebook page. Let us know what time you want to see, what time frame you'd like to see us try, because we're still messing around with checking out new times. So anyway, we will see you Wednesday right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, right here at Blog Talk Radio. Call your buddies, call your friends, and tell them about the Greg Squirrel Show. Until Wednesday, keep an eye on Facebook for the time. We will see you. Hey, and we will see you Wednesday right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. See ya. Bye.